This chapter explores some of the ways by which players can interact in our game. Let's first start with the fundamentals. We usually refer to player interaction as being either direct or indirect. A direct system of interaction is one where one player affects an opponent's position or holdings in some way. An indirect system of interaction is one in which a player's action has an impact on an opponent but doesn't target their actual positions or holdings, but rather some other element or commodity that concerns them. So by comparison, a direct interaction in real life would be to steal money from you, whereas an indirect interaction might be to steal from a bank in which you happen to have your life savings deposited. We also describe player interaction as being positive or negative. A positive interaction is one that benefits the player being targeted, and in most cases, such an interaction is mutually beneficial. A negative interaction is one in which the player being targeted is harmed in some way. In a positive transaction, I buy the apples you are selling. In a negative transaction, I steal them from you. Unlike many other game design quantities, direct-indirect and positive-negative don't really live on a spectrum, and thus there aren't gray areas into which an interaction can be said to fall. A game mechanic can't really be somewhat indirect but mostly direct, although it is possible for a game to have multiple mechanics that feature different kinds of interaction. However, it is usually the case that an interaction is either positive or negative, and either direct or indirect. A direct/positive interaction might be a trade, whereas a direct/negative interaction might be an attack. An indirect/negative interaction might be a blocking maneuver, whereas an indirect/positive interaction might be to buy stock in a chain that you also hold stock in, increasing its value for both of us. In this chapter, we'll look at some familiar systems of player interaction, thinking about which of these four combinations to which each corresponds, and more importantly, exploring the kind of experience it creates and the way that it motivates players to pursue the goal of outperforming their opponents.